Oh, hey, Tex.
I hope you still don't mind being called that.
Good. I guess old college nicknames never die. Remember how you spent all year convincing us that nobody in Texas had an accent anymore? Used to get so annoyed because we never believed you. I guess I should apologize for that now. But I'm still not sure I completely believe you, though. Hey, relax, I'm only joking. No need to get a snake in your boot. Get it? 'Cause, like. Anyway, I didn't expect to see you here. I thought you were taking that job in. Oh, they transferred you back? Oh, how nice. I knew you weren't thrilled about moving away. Wait, why didn't you tell me? I would have planned you an awesome welcome back party. Yeah, I know that you don't like to be the center of attention, but this would have been so much fun. We could have even hired a clown. What? I like clowns. I think they do impressive work. Oh, come on, think about it. How many people do you know who can turn a balloon into a flower? Or juggle bowling pins? I'm telling you, it requires raw talent. Talent that's wasted on entertaining small children and mocked by the horror movie genre. They deserve better than that. Which is why I think that they should be a major part of any celebratory event. I even want one at my wedding. No, I'm not getting married. At least not anytime soon. First, I have to find somebody who's willing to let me force balloon animals upon all our wedding guests. And we all know people like that are pretty hard to find. No, I'm not here looking for one of those. If I wanted to find a clown lover, I would go to a circus, not a mall. Actually, can you keep a secret? I'm here on a special secret mission. A little mall reconnaissance, if you will. It's a delicate operation, though, and it needs to be done with both subtlety and subversion. Especially now. Look around. What do you see? Nothing. That's exactly right. There is nobody around. We live in the internet age. Nobody goes to malls anymore unless they're getting some last-minute Christmas present. And nobody gets last-minute Christmas presents in February. Meaning all attention is on us. There is nowhere to hide. The pressure is on. So, are you willing to join me in this extremely secretive endeavor? Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Well, at least more fun than buying shoes. Yeah, I know that's why you're here. You hate malls. And the only thing you would ever buy from a store are shoes. Because your feet are too wide for you to shop online. I've heard you complain about it dozens of times. You have to wear shoes two sizes bigger just to get something that fits. See, I remember. And I know that I'm right. Come on, admit it. Yes, called it. Nah, don't worry. I actually enjoy hearing you complain about it. It's nice to see you get riled up about something. You're always so kind and mellow. I think a little passion does you good. Besides, you'll need a little bit of fervor for this project. After all, I can't risk getting caught. This is far too important. No, don't worry, it's not illegal. And no, it's not actually dangerous. And no, it's not. Look, if I just tell you what it is, will you agree to do it?
Yeah, I promise you'll like it. Yeah, I swear. Okay, so do we have a deal? Okay, let's shake on it. There we go. All right, my brilliant co-conspirator. Are you ready to hear about our top secret mission? Okay, remember, this is for your ears only. We're going to make the world's finest collection of mass-produced, heart-shaped foods. Why? Because we can. Every year, companies put out all these weird, mass-produced, heart-shaped products, and nobody has ever fully appreciated it. Until now. I'm tracking down every single Valentine's Day promotion I can find and devouring them all. Because I just need to know which one would be the worst thing to give to your date. I mean, I know we're already scraping the bottom of the barrel when you're debating taking somebody to Auntie Anne's or Einstein Brothers as a Valentine's Day date, but one of them has got to be worse than the other. And I can't know which unless I know whether heart-shaped pretzels are better than heart-shaped bagels. Okay, yeah, I mean, you're right. Pretzels probably win. I'm not sure Einstein Brothers bagels even actually count as real bagels. They're more like a giant mound of carby dough. I guess it's a good thing you aren't a New Yorker. Otherwise, you couldn't even continue this mission. No New Yorker would ever subject themselves to Einstein Brothers, even if the fate of the world depended on it. But a Texan, on the other hand, you're just the right person for this job. Well, as long as nothing on the list includes barbecue, and thankfully it doesn't. I guess it's kind of hard to make tart-shaped brisket, although I'm sure somebody has probably tried it. But that doesn't matter, because if it's not mass-produced, then it's not on the list. Which is good, because the fate of the world truly does depend on our success. After all, if we publish the results of our research, we could save hundreds of couples from ill-advised date nights. Come to think of it, I'm lucky that I ran into you. If we do this mission together, people will think that we're dating. So we'll get the full Valentine's Day experience at all of these places. I mean, all of the employees will probably judge our poor tastes, but that'll just give us more accurate data, since they'll judge all the future couples that come into their store too. Oh, it's the perfect plan. I guess we'll have to act the part, though. You know, look like we're in love. Hold hands, all that stuff. Are you up for it? Oh, sorry. That was a bit presumptive. I got a little carried away about the idea of doing this together. We don't actually have to hold hands unless you want to. Oh, no, I didn't mean to imply that I wouldn't want to hold hands with you. Holding hands with you actually sounds really nice. I just didn't want to put pressure on you or anything, or for you to take it the wrong way. I'm sorry, I just got so excited that I was being a little insensitive. It's just, I know that Valentine's Day can be a rough time for a lot of people. It's hard if you're not in a relationship. It can feel really lonely. And now I'm worried that you think I was just taunting you. Like, you know, oh, let's pretend we're dating, because neither of us will ever find love. Ha ha ha. But I promise that wasn't my intent at all. It was just fun. You know? Imagining your hand in mine. And I got so thrilled with the idea that I wasn't thinking at all about what I was saying. I really didn't mean to tease you like that. And I hope you didn't take it that way. Because the truth is, I don't just want to pretend to love you. I just want to love you. Because I already do love you. I have for a long time. I wanted to tell you before you moved away, but I was too scared to try to stop you. But now that you're back, it's kind of like a second chance. I mean, a second chance if you want one. If you don't, I'll completely understand. I can just go back home and eat all my heart-shaped foods, and we can just pretend like this conversation never happened. Or you could do that. No, that was good. Actually, I think it was better than any of the heart-shaped foods I was planning on trying. But I might need to check one more time, just to be sure. Definitely better than a pretzel. Even a heart-shaped one. Although, these public displays of affection are probably ruining our reconnaissance. I don't mind, but we still have a not-so-fake date to go on. And we shouldn't stop until our mission is complete. Oh, alright, one more. Now come on, let's go find some overly priced mall carbs.